Welcome back to another episode of the New Adult Playbook. I'm your host, Micaiah, and I'm here with our other host, Alyssa.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah, so, you know, this is an interesting episode because it's officially been 1 year since we've been in this pandemic. And Alyssa, I just want to know, how you feeling?
Good question. Do I feel anymore?
That's the question of the century. That just caught me off guard so much. I was like, shoo, am I feeling something?
Do I feel? I don't know. No, but for real, I am tired of it, to say the least. That's such an understatement. It's like, I was thinking the other day, like, it's so crazy that we're even doing this, that we're even going through this. Like, you know, when they first announced that it was a pandemic, everyone was like, what even is that?
right.
We just like had, I mean, a lot of us knew it's not good, you know, whatever, but we were kind of had like no idea what it actually entailed, because who does? So I just thinking like, man, we've really been in this a whole year. Like, this is our normal pandemic life. You know,
right?
It's really strange, to say the least. But yeah, I don't know. How are you feeling?
I'm exhausted.
Of course.
I'm really just vibing it out. I just remember, like, when the pandemic first hit, I was thinking, like, I was with everyone. I was like, oh, we're gonna be off for a month. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is gonna be a good time. I'm gonna do this, right. And this. I do nothing on that list. Still hadn't done anything on that list.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of, what were your pandemic hobbies? Because I was thinking about them, like all my pandemic hobbies the other day. I was thinking about asking a question on Instagram, asking everyone to tell me their pandemic hobbies. And I want to know, what were yours? And did you like follow through with any of them?
Girl, my pandemic hobbies was crying every week. I honestly didn't have any. I think, well, me and my dad, we started running like every day, like very aggressively, up until like I got COVID. And then I just, you know, wasn't the same since then. And then I had to build myself up, and then I had surgery. So that really went out the window. But I was going to train for a marathon during that time. And like my dad and I, we put some mileage on the ground. But I think honestly, it was just like running. I didn't do anything, because I mean, I was still working every day. And then school. So, like, I never had time to do a hobby, which I think was contributed to the fact as to why I'm exhausted now, because I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
But I think running, I would say, was my hobby, because we did that every single day.
Yeah. I had, I, like, started reading again because of COVID. And my one hobby that I really wanted to do was guitar. Learn how to play the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, baby, you see that guitar in the background? I don't know how to play it. It's out of tune.
Oh, yeah, you remember. I bought a ukulele.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I already knew how to play the ukulele, so I'm not going to say that that was a hobby, but I wanted to, or that I wanted to learn it. I just wanted to pick it back up again. Yeah. And it is sitting in my mom's garage as we speak.
Yeah, I feel like we all had something that we was like, we have this time off, I'm gonna do something. But really, that just did not happen because we was all depressed.
right. The realizations just sat in, like, and I love those people who are really like motivated, and they got their, you know, they were like, this is the time I'm gonna build the company, this is the time I'm gonna do this, and they actually did it. And I was like, honestly inspired. But I was also inspired by the people that were bold enough to admit, like, I'm not doing anything. I don't want to do anything. I can't breathe. I'm tired.
Right.
And we were just sitting at home, and I was like, yes, you, I found my people.
Right. Yeah. It's cool that people like did a lot, or whatever. They had started things during the pandemic, or during that time that we were inside, at least.
Mm.
But that ain't me. That is not me. I have realized that I am not that person. In any way.
Right. And honestly, I feel like I would have been that person if like there was a deadline to the pandemic. Like if they were just like, August 1st, we're going to be back to normal. I would have been like, oh, snap, I got to get some stuff done. But then you just see the days go on and on and on, and there's no end in sight. I'm like, I can do it tomorrow. Never did it tomorrow.
Right.
I can do it next week because we're still going to be sitting here. Like, to me, there was no rush to do anything.
Yeah.
So I didn't.
Right. Yeah. I sat inside for 2 months before I went back to work. I just wasn't doing anything for 2 months. I was reading a little bit, but like, you know, that's also a sitting activity.
Right. And I think too, like, we were coming right off of undergrad and we had that abrupt transition, and then we literally had to finish our degrees like right then and there. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we were just like, look, I need a break from that. I need a break from this. I can't start this. I can't even think. Like, so much just happened.
Yeah.
And it was just exhausting.
Yeah. It's also almost been a year since Animal Crossing came out. Oh. So happy anniversary to New Horizons.
What was the character's name that everyone hated?
Girl, I wish I knew.
Oh.
I honestly have not played Animal Crossing in months, but I did do that a little bit during the pandemic, or probably a lot, but not as much as some people, because my island is still unfinished. I just left it. I said, I can't do anything creative right now. My mind is just not doing that. So
it'll be here next week.
and it was there, and I did not play it. Too much other stuff going on in my mind. But I feel like that kind of plays into our topic today, which is burnout. And there's so many different types of burnout. There's like job burnout, life, school, gifted kid burnout from TikTok.
And for those who, like Alyssa said, there are different types, but if you don't really know what burnout is, it's the state of emotional and physical and mental exhaustion caused by excessive and prolonged stress. It occurs when you feel like overwhelmed, emotionally drained, and unable to meet constant demands. Shout out to Webster's Dictionary.
We're not doing the shout outs again.
That's my first and only shout out.
One shout out per episode. I get one mention of Lizzo per episode. That's it. That's all.
Okay.
You got your shout out. I still have my mention of Lizzo. We'll see where it fits in. I'm not really sure, but I'm gonna get creative. Anyways, burnout. We started talking about this topic because I've been getting a lot of stuff on Instagram explore page about burnout, and I feel like they know that I've been feeling a little burnt out, and all my friends have been reposting stuff on their story about it. I'm like, how are you guys just like in my mind right now? I'm just tired. That's what it feels like to me. Just like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm just like, man, I need a break, like a long one. And honestly, that's how I felt right before the pandemic hit. I was like, I need a break. And then there was like, we had a school for 2 weeks. I was like, yay, 2 week break.
Right.
And we was out of school forever. I was like, oh.
Right. No, I remember, like, just to speak on that, like, we were going into spring break. Mm-hmm. And I skipped my classes that afternoon because it was Thursday, because I only had classes on Tuesday and Thursday. And I was like, I'm exhausted. I need this break, and I'll be good if I never have to come back. Well, be careful what you wish for, because we did not go back.
Like, and I was like, candles.
Right. I was telling my mom, I was like, oh, there is power in the tongue. And she was like, girl, this was not brought on by you. I was
like, she's like, I did it. It's my virus.
Right. So but no, like, that was, I've experienced, I would say, burnout like maybe like 3 times now. One was in college, and it literally like affected the way like how I did my daily tasks. Like, I wasn't playing tennis. Like, it looked like I just picked up a tennis racket for the first time. Like, my body was like, no. And I was like, oh, okay, cool, thanks. And then once, when I was in college, my sophomore year, worst year, I was exhausted. Like, I was doing so much. I had so much on my plate. I was still trying to like hang out with friends and do all this other stuff. I had 3 jobs. I was like, had leadership positions in like 4 clubs. Like, my planner was all over the place. I was a cadet, but, like, a half cadet because I was always injured and everybody was always laughing at me. But whatever, anyway. they were still wasting my time regardless. and I was just so tired. And then I didn't feel that again until, like, I would say April. Like, I was burnt out, but then, like, we kind of got that little break. And then once you realize, like April 2020, like, this is how we're about to live for the next, like, year, 2 years, whatever. I was like, this is not good. Yeah. And then I got burnt out from the, like, stress of thinking about what's to come.
Right. Yeah, I did too. I think I definitely, sophomore year of college, worst year of my life. That in 2020, they're like right up there with each other.
Right, they're best buddies.
They are best buddies. Worst year of my life. Worst 2 years of my life. And but I was definitely, I think I probably had the same burnout as you. But I don't know if I had some in high school, but honestly, I don't remember most of high school.
That's
probably
fair.
Because I was just like, I need to forget this immediately.
That's
expeditiously,
fair.
If you will. But she, during the pandemic, like last year, I think I started to feel it around the time when they announced that we weren't going to have a commencement. And I was like, oh, this is like, I already thought that it was legit. And I was like, oh gosh, this really sucks, whatever. But then they announced that and I was like, yikes, this really sucks. And I was like, I remember, because my birthday's in May, and they were saying, oh yeah, you know, by May, we should be a little bit more clear on what's going on, and maybe we can, like, kind of start to get back to normal and stuff, whatever. That's what they said.
And then they became August.
Right.
Then
August kept going.
Yeah.
Days kept going, and it got to May, and I was like, am I really about to turn 22 in a pandemic? Oh my God. Like that like trend, I guess, kind of that was on TikTok. I think maybe we've talked about this before, but it was like, I was 15 when the pandemic started. I'm turning 17 tomorrow, you know?
Yeah.
Like that was me. I was 21 when it started. I'm turning 23 in 2 months. And I'm like, what? What? Like, it's just crazy that we've been living this for so long that, you know, anyways, I got really burnt out from school, and then we moved into a pandemic, and it was like grief from missing out on senior year things, because I don't know if every undergrad does this, but like at UGA, they would do a lot of stuff for seniors, like right leading up to the end, and not a lot of stuff, but you get like free food, and that's a lot of stuff to me because I was broke.
Right.
So I was like, I just wanted, because, you know, sometimes like I would walk by that like 100 days until graduation thing or whatever, you know, they would do it like right in that Tate, like outside area, and they'd have like pizza and candy and stuff. And I'd be like, I want that so bad. And that was like the thing that I look forward to. And then it didn't happen. I was like, dang, not my pizza and free cookies. Like,
right. And they gave you a little airhead. I stole one from the seniors. I was like, thank you.
Yeah, it was like those little things that we just like didn't really get to do, I guess, as small as free pizza. But yeah, it was just like, dang, this really sucks. And then, you know, like you said, the days kept going and we were like, this is like long term. Like when they started releasing those articles that we wouldn't be able to have another concert until fall of 2021. And I was like, what?
Right.
Because back then I used to go to, like, per semester, I would go to, like, 3 or 4, maybe even 5 concerts in a semester sometimes. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Right.
2021. And now we in it. And I'm like, I don't even know if that's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, it was just like that, like, I can't even really explain how it feels to be burnt out. You're just so, like, downtrodden. You can't do anything. You're, like, even thing, like, it's very, I guess it burnout causes depression or maybe vice versa or something like that. But it's, like, very similar to depression where you're, like, I don't enjoy anything anymore. I don't like, I if I get out of bed, hooray for me. If I don't, right. Oh well, you know,
right. Yeah,
it sucks. It sucks so bad because it's really hard.
Oh, it's so hard. I think one of like my few like early signs, and they're of course different for everyone. But one thing for me is I can't complete a task because I feel like I have so much. And by the end of the day, I've been saying this for like weeks to people because I'm also feeling the burnout again. Like two jobs, I'm babysitting, school, you know, like creating this project. And I feel like this is like helping me a little bit with the podcast because I'm like, I can at least shut my brain off and focus on like one thing. And like, we have to complete it. Like, we have to hit the record button, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So I'm like, in a way, like, this is like helping me. But like during the week, I'm like, I have to apply to this many jobs. I have to get this done. I have to send this email. I have to do this. And I'll do all of them, but in bits and fragments, and I won't complete it all. And then the stress from that day, since I didn't complete anything, will carry to the next day. But then I have a whole nother set of tasks that I have to do. And again, I'll be stuck in that same like cycle to the point where I'm just like exhausted. And I'm like, I don't know where to think. I don't know where to do this. I can't just sit down and finish this one task because this task also requires my attention. And this task does this and blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like you said, like you can't explain it. But it's just like when I lay in my bed, like I'm not even excited to do that. And one of my favorite things to do is freaking go to sleep. But it gets to a point where I'm just like, I know I have to wake up tomorrow, God allowing. And I'm like, and I have to deal with this tomorrow. Like, I'm not even excited to do that. I felt like I haven't been able to do anything for myself lately. Go shopping for myself, that's Alyssa and I, we partake in retail therapy.
Big time. And that was my second form of therapy. I go to an actual therapist and then I go to the mall or online.
But I was like, literally, I was trying to do some online shopping the other day and I was like, this isn't even fun. Like, I don't even want to do this. And so like today, like, I'm like, I'm going to force myself to go to the mall. I'm going to go. I'm literally dying for a manicure because my cuticles have gone out of control. So I was like, I'm going to treat myself and like try to feel a little bit better. And like, yeah. And I'm on spring break and spring break's kind of triggering to me because last time we were on spring break and the world just fell apart. Yeah, so I'm like, what's gonna happen this spring break? But yeah, I think like one of my biggest signs that I'm like experiencing a burnout and I need to let something off of my plate before I explode is the fact that I can't complete a single task.
Mm-hmm.
And it's super frustrating too because I feel like I love the feeling of like scratching something off your list. But y'all, if y'all can see my desk right now, I have so many lists and sticky notes that are all over the place, and I'm like, I haven't been able to complete anything, and it's frustrating.
Yeah, it is. I think, honestly, we were just talking about this. One of my biggest signs of burnout, I think, honestly, this has, like, for me, it's kind of coming to a head. Like, this is, like, the culmination of, like, months. But one thing is that I just stopped caring about stuff. Like, baby, I just let my plant die. I just let her die.
R.I.P.
I said, you know, oh, well, rip in peace, Pinky. But that, somebody better call an ambulance, but not for me. yeah, like, that's one thing. But that also, like, I don't know, these plants, they've just been really getting on my last disc sometimes. I'm like, y'all require a lot of energy and I don't have it.
right now.
But I also do this, like I said, stop enjoying things that I enjoy, like mm-hmm. you said too. I told you the other day, yesterday, I was like, this is gonna be the first week this year that I don't finish a book.
Yeah.
And for me, it's been so fun to like read and finish something. And it's not that I read, like I start a book and finish a book in a week. It's just that I read so many like staggered on top of each other that every week I'll finish at least one. But this week I was like, I don't want to do that.
Right.
I really don't want to do that. And I was like barely watching YouTube videos. I was just laying in bed, just sitting here on TikTok or whatever. And like, it sucks that you can like tell, but you still don't feel like doing anything about it, you know?
Yeah.
Because like, oh yeah, my space is getting cluttered, but oh well. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's another thing for me. Like, I'm not a clean freak or anything, but my space is usually pretty, you know, I put things away, you know, I don't leave things on the floor usually. But when I start getting burnt out, I'm like, oh, well, all this is going on the floor.
Right. No, I feel that.
My shoes stay out. My socks are on the, it's just a mess. It's a mess. And honestly, to some people, it'll probably be like, this is a clean room. But to me, it's a mess.
Yeah. To me, my desk, every time I wake up, and it's like the first thing I see, just like because of the angle that I sleep in. And I'm just like, I can't breathe.
Can't do this anymore.
Right.
Yeah. I don't, it's just, it, yeah. Just that it's so hard to describe unless you felt it. But when you feel it, you know. And sometimes you don't know until you pull yourself out of it.
Yeah.
You know, like I remember in March of last year, I got like very horribly burnt out and depressed and whatever. And everything was a mess, like the kitchen, the living room, my room specifically, because I was by myself in my apartment. So I was just like throwing stuff around, like, who cares? And then I had one really, really bad day. And then I was like, this is not okay. You know, yeah. I was, it scared me out of being that bad. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna start cleaning up, vacuuming, doing what I need to do, whatever, open the windows, which is great. If you're burnt out, open your window, go outside. Cause that'll wake you up like nobody's business. And honestly, like this is around the time that pollen's about to kick in Georgia. So, you know, discretion is advised. If you're allergic to pollen, don't open your window because then the pollen's going to be all over your stuff. But if you're not, baby, open that window up. Open that window up. You can dust.
Right. You can dust. You can take a Claritin.
But anyways, yeah. And then like, maybe a couple of days later, I was like, dang, I was deep in there. Like, it's like a cave, you know, you just keep going. Mm-hmm. You just keep going and keep going. You just keep like trudging along. And then you're so deep, you're like, there is no light here.
Right.
There's not an ounce of light in my life right now. Where am I at? You know?
Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things too. It's like you feel like if I don't continue this or do this certain task or do this, like, what was the point? Like, maybe there's light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, if I just make it this day, it'll be a fine. Yeah. No. If you need, sometimes you just got to quit some stuff.
Yes. Yes.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I know our culture, like, kind of frowns upon, like, quitting things and moving on. But sometimes you have to understand, like, in order to get to a place where you can actually grow, you have to let some stuff go. Like, you don't see plants holding on to dead leaves. They say drop.
Okay,
and then the other one comes right in. Right. And so it's one of those things. That's something that I really, really had to learn because I feel like that's how I get through like my burnouts. I start letting things go, or I'm like, I'll revisit this certain task or this certain project when I'm in a better space, mm-hmm. or like, you know, my responsibilities aren't like drowning me. Like, I'll come back to this because it's also like I don't want to keep doing something and then I grow to hate it because I'm still in this burnt out phase.
Right. That's a big thing. That's a big thing for me too. Like, I try not to force, like when I stop having interest in things that I usually enjoy, I don't force myself to do them because I'm like, I don't want to stop enjoying this thing that I know that I love.
Yeah.
Just because I'm like, I have to do this, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just, yeah, I'd just be tired. But quitting too is so big to me because, you know, all my friends know I'll quit. And this usually is for jobs, but baby, I'll quit. I will quit. Like, You it's like I'll have one bad day at my job and I'll be like, is this worth it? And then, you know, and then I'll reevaluate. Maybe it is worth it, you know, I'll move on. But if it's not, that little inkling in my brain to quit will never go away. But like if you need time, then take it. Like it's
right.
And people are usually more understanding than you think they'll be. And if they're not, maybe quit.
That's not where you need to be.
Quit. You need to go. Like it's if they're not understanding that you need that people are humans, that you're a human and you need time off, you need to go. Yeah. So it's like, you know, that's like another facet of capitalism that we are just always like, we need to work as hard as possible every single day so that we can like move up or leave a good impression or whatever your objective is, but you don't. Like it's unrealistic.
Yeah.
It's unrealistic to work your behind off 5 days a week and then have your 2 days off and you're just like, I'm dead for 2 days.
Yeah.
Just two days straight, I'm dead. And nothing about the 5 day work week makes sense. But since we have to do it, ask for those days off. If you don't want it, literally, even if it's just a half day, even if you know, you do your first 4 hours of the day, you take your lunch and you don't come back. Not saying that you don't come back and don't tell anyone, but like, you know, like you're like, okay, I'll work until lunch and then tell them, hey, you know, can I have this day, the second half of this day off? Whatever you need to do to help you out, you should do it, because it's just like nothing is worth sacrificing your mental health for, to me.
Exactly.
Absolutely nothing is worth it, because that's something like when you mess up your mental health, that is trauma that is almost irreversible. Like some of it probably could be, you know, reversed in some way, but a lot of it is not.
Yeah.
So it's, to me, it's just not worth it at all to get so deeply into something that you're like, I have to do this, I have to do that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially a job that's not paying you.
Oh my God.
Unpaid internships are of the devil.
They honestly are.
They're of the devil. Like, I don't know. I don't know how I did that. I really don't.
Honestly, you were a trooper. I at least got a stipend. But I mean, and also, I don't want anyone to take this out of context. Like, Alyssa and I worked hard.
Yeah.
Like, we worked hard in our internship, but like, there were points where we were just like, look, I'm gonna go hide here.
Okay.
And take a moment to just decompress. Like,
remember when we went I was like, guys, I'm leaving. We went to the Library of Congress and I didn't tell anyone I was going.
We were gone for literally like almost 2.5 hours.
Yeah, we were gone for so long. And I got back and they're like, hey, welcome back. Thank you. And then that one time that I left and I had a bad phone call or something and I left and I sat in the rotunda for like an hour.
Uh-huh, I remember that.
And I just was like, I don't know if I can go back, honestly. And that was like towards the end of my internship too. And yeah, I was like, I'm not sure if I'll go back, but I'm enjoying sitting in this rotunda. It was so like, to me, the rotunda was so peaceful. Mm-hmm. Like just, there were so many people around always.
But it is like just looking up at, like, and I, that's one thing like that I hate now about DC is that like people can't experience that right now. And not just because of COVID things, but because of January 6th things, like you can't even walk over into that area because it's all boarded up. And I'm just like,
wow,
I know, it just like breaks my heart. Cause I'm like, it is so much fun to be around those buildings or even in them. Like granted, we was always hiding from people, but it was honestly like a good time. And it just so cool to be in that environment. Yeah. But back to the topic. No, we're not out here plugging Capital internships.
Yeah, they're fun. And if you have friends that also work in the Capital, it's so much more fun.
Yeah, it's
like
so much
eating fun. Up for lunch and going to the rotunda.
Yeah, someone's giving a tour and you see them. And
yeah, you're like, hey.
Out there taking pictures, right? Yeah. Every time I saw one of my friends on a tour, I took a picture of them. Like, hey.
Yeah, or exploring the tunnels. I that was fun. Yeah.
Anyways. But I don't know. Like you said, I don't think anything is worth it, like, at the expense of me trying to have peace. And I feel like once you grow up, you know the difference between, like, this is just a rough patch versus, like, I don't want to do this anymore, you know? Because, yeah, like, I've had times where I'm just like, whoo, like, just a few more weeks and, like, we'll be through mm-hmm. this, like, phase and whatever, you know? And then we'll, yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be back to normal and stuff. Because sometimes it is just like that. Sometimes you just know, like, if I stick it through, like, mm-hmm. the outcome, it's going to be all right. Yeah. But sometimes you're just like, no, like in your, I feel like your body gives you that like response too. Mm-hmm. Like when I get really, really, really burnt out, or not like when I'm just working hard, I need to go to sleep. When I'm really, really burnt out, I have a constant headache.
Mm.
Like it just lingers. And I'm just like, it will not go away until I let something off of my plate.
Yeah.
Like, and it just stays there. And like, I've had a headache now for like 3 weeks. I'm like, oh, lol.
Yikes.
It's very dull and it just sits there. And I'm just like, oh no, like, here we go again.
Yeah.
And it's like, now I have to sit here and weigh, like, what do I need to let go? I need to look at, like, my goals, see if something that I'm pursuing now that's not aligning with my goals that I have for myself for this year. Or maybe I just need to put a goal on the back seat and drop that entire sector off. And mm-hmm. it's like, this has nothing to do with it, but when I just thought of let a goal drop off in the movie, oh my God, what's the movie with the emotions?
Inside Out.
Oh, yes, Inside Out. I can never remember the name. But literally when like one of like the personality islands just fell.
Yeah.
That's literally like how I feel whenever I'm just like letting like a goal or something like go. I'm just like, look, it'll come back up. Like it absolutely will.
Yeah.
But for right now, that I just can't have that on my plate.
Yeah, and that's, yeah, and in that movie, I love that movie. It's so good. But like her personality islands start falling because she's getting more and more depressed or whatever. But then at the end of the movie, they come back and they're so much more multifaceted.
Yeah.
Like instead of just like before, like one of her personalities was hockey, and it was like hockey, family, and something else. I don't remember. It was like goofy personality or whatever.
Yeah.
But like when she gets her personality islands back, there's like more of them, and they're also like all intertwined more mm-hmm. seamlessly than just be like, oh yeah, here over here I play hockey, and over there I enjoy my family. It's
right.
Like, no, I can play hockey. I can enjoy my family. I can do this. I can do that, you know? And mm-hmm. I feel like oftentimes, at least for me, with burnout, it usually comes when I feel like I should be doing something that I'm not doing. So, like, right now, I'm reading this book or attempting to read this book. I'm, like, 70 pages in. I've been reading it for, like, a week. And I said, I'm just going to return this to the library because I can't read this right now. I just don't want to. And as much as it sounds good to me, I'm like, I can't do it. I can't. I just have to let it go. I have to pick up something else in order for me to like keep going. You know, I have to just like, it's like dead weight at some point. That's really mm-hmm. what it feels like. It's just dead
absolutely.
Weight. When you're holding on to all these things that you feel like you should be doing. I remember one time my therapist told me, when I first started therapy too, I was like, I feel like I should feel sad about like whatever issue I was going mm-hmm. on in my life, but I wasn't sad about it at all. And she was like, you're shooting on yourself. I was like, excuse me, I'm doing what now? But it was just like this thing that therapists talk about, I guess. I don't know what they do in their therapy circles, but, she was saying like you feel like you should be doing something and it's not happening, so you start to feel bad, you know, like oh man, why don't I feel this way, why, you know? And there's literally no way that you should feel about anything. Like there's no one way that people feel or do things or whatever, because we're all different individual people. So there are some ways that you probably shouldn't do things, like you shouldn't murder people. Because I feel like you could mix this up in any type of way. But with as it pertains to feelings, there's no way that you should feel or that you shouldn't feel or whatever, because your feelings, like, there are some things that might be unhealthy feelings, or, you know, you might have to work through them or whatever, but it's not that you shouldn't feel them. It's just that there's something more going on there that's making you feel that way, you know? So yeah, I just think about that a lot, that when I feel like I should be doing something or I should feel some way or I should whatever, whatever, I'm like, no, I don't. I'm gonna just let it go. And if it comes back, it comes back. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just off that topic of just like feeling things. Whenever I get into a space of burnout and I'm like talking to my friends, and I'm just listening to their problems, and I'm like, I don't care. Like, and I feel like in like a normal setting, like I would care and I would have these reactions and these emotions and be like, oh my God, that's so cool. Like, oh, or how can I help you or things. But when I'm burnt out, I'm just like, what are you complaining about? Like, like it's not, my brain is just like, I can't even process what you're saying to me. Cause I'm like an overdrive. Like, you know, like that episode of SpongeBob where he's calm on the outside, but he's like trying to define dining and they ask him what his name is. Yeah. And he loses it. That's literally like how I feel during a burnout. Like my whole brain is just like scattered, but I'm just sitting there staring at you like, oh, ha, 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 ha. Mm-hmm. Like when they're talking.
Yeah, I do the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And I hate that, because it's like you want to be engaged. You want to be there for your friends and your family too, because they unload like a lot on you at times. Mm-hmm. But when you're just burnt out or you're in that space, like you can't even take anything in, because your body's literally like, get things away from me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like such a sucky part of it too, because it's like, I care about my friends so much that like, I want to be engaged and I want to care and I want, and whatever, but I'm like, bro, shut up. Like, like I just do not care. And it's not that I don't care about them or that I don't care about their problems or that I don't care about what they're talking about. It's just like, I literally cannot bring myself to care about anything else right now.
Exactly.
Like there's no room on this plate that I have made for myself. I cannot bring anything more in unless I'm like piling it on top and everything's mixing together. That's not good. So I'm like, that's something else too. Like I love hanging out with my friends and I love talking to them and whatever. But when I am really burnt out, I'm like, I don't really want to talk to y'all like that. I really don't. I really don't. And it's nothing against them at all.
Yeah.
At all in any way. It's just that I have like, I am now in this situation where I cannot like give them anything, you know, not even my time. I can't. It's just like all like my brain and my body is saying like, you need to stay at home and you need to sit here. And
Yeah. Like I wrote this bullet point down, like the power of saying no. Like, oh my gosh, it's life-changing. But like you have to really like, I feel like, cultivate that spirit, because like I feel like I'm always like, even when I get kind of burnt out, because I will start feeling bad that I'm like neglecting people, I'll schedule like to hang out with like all my friends in like one weekend.
Yeah.
And then that also contributes to the rest of the burnt out, because I haven't addressed my own issues.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm just like, no, I'm sorry, I can't hang out with you. I don't take, it's not you, it's me. Like that whole route. And like, it's literally like, I mean, that goes for anything, the power of saying no. Like when you need to take time for yourself, say no to adding on that extra project at work. I guarantee you a project will pop up again where you could say yes.
Yeah.
Say no to, sorry, I can't hang out with you guys today. Like, I just need to sit and be by myself, like, for a few. Like, yesterday, I was going to watch New Girl with, like, a few people. And one of them was just like, no, I'm going to go to my room. I haven't read a book all week, and I want to read. And I was like, I support you. Like, do what you got to do. And so, like, the power of saying no in any of these spaces, like, people think it's like taking away from you, but no, it's literally giving you like your control back. Because now you're not like, okay, I'm not like dwelling on that. We can just let that go so I can address everything else here.
Like say no to things, other things, but then that like gives you the time and space and energy to say yes to yourself and things that you want to do. Because a lot of times, like, you know, sometimes I get overzealous and I'm like, oh yeah, I can do this, I can do that, I can blah, blah, blah. Every weekend I got stuff to do. Like, I've been busy every weekend and it sucks. And I'm like, every time I think, I'm like, okay, next weekend I'll just do what I want to do. And then no, next weekend comes up, it's like, you got to do all this stuff. So that's for me. But this is like my weekend and I feel it. I feel it so hard right now. Like, that this is the weekend that I needed to just sit here. I'm going to go skating and that's all I'm going to do. Like, that I just need to be outside. I need to move my legs, maybe fall a little bit and come back, come back into myself. Because it's just like, so, I don't know. It's just like, kudos to that person that said they're going to go read. Because sometimes like people will ask me like, what are you up to? What are you doing? Whatever. And I'm reading and I'm like, does that count as doing something? But oh, yes,
absolutely.
Yes, it does. I'm in the middle of a universe.
Alyssa be doing that to me all the time. I'll call her. She's like, I'm in the middle of a book. I'm like, okay, see you later. Gotta go. Bye. Right. Bye. Let me know how it goes when you get done.
Right. It's just like, those are things that really bring me like back to my center, I guess. Even like, I go to Barnes and Noble sometimes when I feel anxious. And that sounds so, it sounds funny to me, but that's just like something that that's like, my therapist describes it as self-soothing. Like, that's my self-soothing activity. I go to Barnes and Noble.
I love that.
And sometimes I don't even buy anything. I just walk around. I read summaries of books. I just, you know, kind of like take everything in and then I leave, you know?
Yeah.
And to me, that is me saying, look, you need to chill out. Because once I leave, even if I have bought absolutely nothing, once I leave, I feel so much more like zen and chill. Like, there's not a thought in my brain. My head is completely empty.
Yeah.
I, you know, took a little stroll around Barnes and Noble and I exited stage left. But yeah, it's just those things like that are so specific to you that you have to do to like get out of a rut, or even if you don't know, because sometimes I'll just have the urge to go to Barnes and Noble and I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah. No, exactly.
Yeah. So do you like, I just want, like, if you have anything that's also like that, you're just like, I need to do this right now.
Yeah. For me, that's like, it's going to the gym and it's two things, actually. It's either going to the gym or just going for a drive with no destination. Like, I'll just go get lost. And, like, I just think they're just so calming. Like, I'll just get in the car, put on some music, vibe it out. Going to the gym, I mean, I just love it. I just feel like it's like you with skating. Like, I'm gonna go run. I won't be able to breathe.
Right.
But like, just that it's just like, because it's just something like, those are things that like, driving, you can only control your car, but and the crazies around you. But you know, like when you're just at the gym, like you can only focus on your sole person. Like, I can't come in the gym bringing in sticky notes trying to do work. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I can literally just focus on like me, my playlist that I make for the day, how long I'm going to run, how long I'm going to be here.
Yeah.
What I'm going to work on. Like, that is literally my only focus when I go in there. And I'll find myself sometimes, like, I'll just wake up in the middle of the night and I'll be like, okay, got to go to the gym. It'll be like 4 a.m. And I'll be like, all right, got to blast. Like, and things like that. So I think I do that. But also, I realize too, when I get really burnt out, I don't listen to music. And I feel like I'm always listening to music. And then I'll get these sudden urge. Like, I just realized, like, during this podcast, while you're talking about it, I have not, like, sat and listened to a song in, like, a week and a half.
Wow.
And, like, outside, like, I put it on when I go driving, and I, like, put it on to go to the gym. But to me, that's just, like, background noise, because I always, like, I'm not, like, sitting there, like, you know, having the experience of, like, outside, like, we had a jam session to Natasha Bedingfield Unwritten this morning, and we were just listening to that, and I was like, wait, this is, like, the first time, like, I've listened
and actually like been with the song, listened to the song, hearing the words. And I have like the urge. I'm just like, when I play it again, I'm like, wow, it's been so long. Welcome home. Yeah. So I think those would be like my three, like paying attention to the music that I want to put on, you know, driving around. Cause I just think it's fun to just go and drive around, see some sights. If you're Black, if you see a gravel road, turn around.
Don't go down it. Do not go down it. Are you crazy? Turn your behind around.
I was in Virginia last week, and I saw one, and I was like, I got a blast.
Yeah, not me.
Yeah. But I think, like, just finding a way to escape. And I think, too, like, being in, working virtually and doing all this other stuff, like, these once safe spaces that you had are now cluttered with the rest of your life. So, like, when I come in my room and, like, I see my desk and I'm like, oh, God. Like, I have to look at that. And, like, I know that there's just so much on there. But, like, before that, like, in school, like, I used to do all my homework in Tate. Or, like, out somewhere. Or if I did have to do a quick assignment, I would, like, just do it at home. But that didn't feel like it was infringing upon, like, my space, because it was like, oh, let me just type this real quick. But now, like, working from home, doing all this other stuff, like, you can't really leave. You're really just trapped in this bubble, and it's hard to get away from it. So I think that also is contributing to the burnout, because now my spaces are getting intertwined too.
Yeah, I think so. I have two things, and I'm gonna tell you them so that I don't forget. So one is, I want to talk about control, and the second one is safe spaces. So I'm gonna start with control. You have to remember that, because I will forget.
I got you.
Okay. So first, with control, when you're saying, like, when you go to the gym or you go on a drive or whatever, that you have, like, you can only control your car and your workout and whatever, but it's like you have a full and total control over what's going on, you know, like what you are doing and stuff. And when you, like, go to work or school or whatever other obligations you have, you often don't have that much control. Like, you do have it to an extent, but at some point it gets cut off and, you know, the rest of it goes to whoever else. So, like, a lot of times I was reading some articles about burnout, and a lot of it centered around taking back control of your life, or in ways that you can, you know. Like, if you are burnt out, think about the things that you don't have control of that might be contributing to your burnout, you know? And you kind of just have to let it go, you know? Say, like, look, I don't have control of this, and that's okay, but these are things that I do have control over. So for me, earlier about the Barnes & Noble thing, I talked to my therapist about it too, and... like, I do everything. And she told me that, like, I, at the beginning of the pandemic, I bought a lot of books. Like, a whole bunch of them. And a lot of them I haven't even read yet. Oh, my gosh.
Literally, we would be accountability partners. Well, we're always each other's accountability partner. But she'd be like, don't let me buy a book. 5 days later, so I bought a book. And I was like, what?
It wouldn't even be one. It would be, like, 10 at one time. I was like, I found, like, 10 books on sale.
Me being the enabler, trying to be an accountability partner. Well, I hope you enjoy them.
Yeah, it's really hard for us to be accountability partners on things that, like, don't tell me not to do this thing, because we will never say no to each thing. If it makes you happy, go ahead and do it, girl.
Go ahead and go. I have no money, but I'm going to go to McDonald's. Oh, my God, do it.
Yes, literally anytime I'm like, man, I feel bad about going to McDonald's or getting fast food, I'm like, Makai, should I go to McDonald's? She's like, yeah, girl. I'm like, okay. Sure thing.
Do what you gotta do. It's a Friday. It don't even be right. Friday. Be like, it's a Monday. Do what you gotta do.
It doesn't matter what day it is, because you're gonna tell me yes no matter what. I'm like, it was a hard Tuesday for you. I'm like, you know, it was. Anyways, I bought a bunch of books at the beginning of the pandemic, and I was like trying to figure out, like, why am I buying all these things. And at that time, I wasn't even getting unemployment. So I had about $500, and I was like, I'm gonna spend it all on books. All 500 of my dollars that I currently have, because I wasn't working. I was, you know, whatever. And my therapist was like, you're trying to take back control in any way that you can. That's why you're buying all those books, because that's something that you have control over and you feel like you don't have control over anything else in your life. And I was like, oh, don't call me out like that, first of all.
Right. How dare you?
And but she's right. Like, there are things in my life that I, at that time especially, this whole pandemic, I was like, everything felt out of control, like out of my control at least. And so, like, I was like doing this, like spending my own money that I had earned on books that I wanted, that, you know, that was all things that were completely in my control.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for other people who might be dealing with burnout, maybe it doesn't manifest in the same ways that ours does, but if you are dealing with that, then maybe you should think about, is it because I feel like I'm lacking control in my life right now?
Yeah.
And if it is, then there are a plethora of things that you can have control over, that, you know, it might not be in your job or your school life or whatever, but, you can, there are so many other things that,
like,
you can,
like pick a recipe. And
right.
You have control over what you're cooking for dinner.
Yeah.
Do that. It,
little as that. You have control over, you know, whether or not you do yoga every day. What type of yoga you do, what stretches you do. You have control over a lot of things in your life that I feel like we are told to look at as small little things, but they help so much, you know? Like, I like to paint and I'm not great at it, but I'm getting better.
Don't do that, Miss Picasso.
Let me not count myself out. I'm a painter, baby.
You are a painter, Miss Picasso. Thank Alyssa you. Picasso, everyone.
I'm changing my name, baby. But yeah. If you like to paint, if you like to do art, you have complete control over what you paint. You have complete control over what you draw. It's so much stuff in life. You have control over what you watch, what you listen to, you know. Thank you for listening to our podcast, by the way.
Right.
You have control over that
and keep the control.
Yeah, keep it. Keep it in your hands. Keep listening. It's just so many things, you know, that I feel like we are told to view our job in school and just like our quote unquote work life as the most important thing. But first of all, it's not. And second of all those little things that you do every day that make you happier are 1,000 times more important to me, at least, you know, because they be helping you out big time. And then you do better work because you're not out here like, going crazy like SpongeBob.
Right.
But my second thing was safe spaces. That's such a big thing too, because a safe space that you make for yourself is also something that you have control over. If it's a safe space, then you definitely have control over it. So a lot of times we have to like split up our life in our spaces with spaces of different spaces. So like when I was in school, I did do some work at home, but usually I did a lot of my work I did at home, but if I did at home, I would do it on the couch and not in my room.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I do not want to bring in any type of school in my room.
Yeah.
And occasionally I'll do it at my desk.
I didn't even realize that like you create these spaces until you don't have them anymore. Cause I'm with you. I would do it on the couch, or like if I did do something at my desk, it was just cause it was like late at night and I don't want to bother my roommates or something like that. But like, I didn't even realize I was doing that until I only had one option. It was to do it all in my room.
Yeah. It's like subconscious that, like, I always tell my mom, like, your brain and your body literally works to protect you. So you make these safe spaces subconsciously because you need them. So we're like, I don't work from home. I have never worked from home. Not like I don't have a job where I could work from home. So every day I leave, I go to work, I come back, I'm in my safe space. Like, I don't do anything here that I don't want to do.
Yeah.
And if I am doing something that I'm like, I don't really want to do this, but I'm going to, then I leave. like I go to the living room or the kitchen or something, mm-hmm. you know? So it's like really difficult to not have that. And if you can, you know, it's hard. You know, just like acknowledging that it's hard to not have a place that is completely safe for you, that you don't have to bring in stress or whatever. Because mm-hmm. even in DC, I never did work in my room ever. Not once.
I didn't do major assignments in there, but like how we did like our journals and stuff. Like I would do those because I'm like, whatever.
Even those I did not do in my room. That's fair. Ever.
We was doing schoolwork at work.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, I feel like I was like that too. I realized like I would do it. We would go down in a small classroom and like type mm-hmm. like our midterm with mm-hmm. first of all, you cannot type a midterm with 85 people in the room. Like none of us were bouncing ideas off of each other trying to help. Like we were literally all in our space.
Type my midterm.
Right, right. To. You just see everybody.
I didn't
keep
bring
moving.
My laptop.
You were really just down there eating pirate's booty.
I was vibing, baby.
No, literally, we were just literally in our own space, but everyone was just like moving and mm-hmm. coming in and out. You cannot type a midterm with all these people around. This somebody was like, y'all remember when we did this? Shut up.
Shut up. We started doing Duolingo. Do you remember that? It's hard.
A mess.
Hard out here.
But no, I think like safe spaces are a really huge part of burnout too, because I mean, even with that, like, I feel like you said, your brain and your body are always fighting to protect you. Literally, self-preservation is the name of the game. And it's like one of those things when you're burnt out and then you also don't have a safe space, your body is constantly looking for that safe space.
Yeah.
That's more energy diverted away from things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you're more tired because you're like, I can't get away from any of it.
Yeah. It's exhausting. Exhausting to not have a safe space.
Yes.
At all. Like, everywhere I go, I've realized that everywhere I go, I try to have some type of safe space. Even when I have roommates, in-room roommates,
mm-hmm.
which is only twice. But even then, like, I'm in bed, don't talk to me.
Oh, amen. Like, unless it's like really, really funny or like I need to know something, don't look at me, don't speak to me, don't talk to me. If you see a headphone in, half the time I won't even plan nothing. I just don't want you to speak to me.
I do it all the time. It'd be comfortable too.
You forget they in there, you like, why is she talking to me? And you'd be like, oh.
Yeah. If I like, right, if I'm in bed, I'm reading a book, I'm whatever, it's even in room. That's my safe space. That's the place that I'm making for myself to get back to myself, you know? Yeah. And it doesn't have to be anything extravagant because some people don't have their own rooms. They don't, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, you have like 8,000 pillows and you have like this whole big, you know, it doesn't have to
literally,
be
literally, it can be when you go to the bathroom.
Yes.
I used to just sit on the toilet, literally just nothing going on. I've been done peeing for an hour. And sometimes that's just your safe space because no one's gonna bother you. It can mm-hmm. literally be something as small as that, just your time there.
I was just about to say that because when I was in grade school, and obviously I lived with my parents because I was not an adult, I didn't really like have a safe space. And at least my room wasn't my safe space, but my mm-hmm. bathroom definitely was. Like, right. There would be times where they would, like, knock on the door and say, like, you good? But <Right. laughs> they would knock. That's the thing. They would knock. So in my actual room, I had to leave the door open, or if it was closed, it was just because I was changing. I had to open up right after. But in the bathroom, the door is closed. You have to knock because you don't know what's going on in there. So it was just, like, I would spend hours in the bathroom. I wouldn't be using the bathroom. I would just be sitting on the closed toilet seat reading a book.
Right. Exactly.
But that was my safe space. I was in
sometimes
in that
I
bathroom.
Don't have a few dance numbers in there.
Okay. And it would be fun. And I would like I would like, I don't know. I remember reading The Fault in Our Stars in the bathroom. Like I had a not a water closet, but it was like toilet and shower. So I guess kind of a water closet, but mm-hmm. whatever. But yeah, in my bathroom in high school, we had like the sinks were separate from the toilet and shower. So sometimes I would like leave the sink door open and close the toilet shower door and just read and just do my thing. And it was always a good time to me. And then, you know, as I, you know, left the house and whatever, I ended up opening that up more. But yeah it's whatever you can find. If it's your car, a safe car is a safe space.
Car is a safe. I would just drive around our neighborhood sometimes. And I'd be like, oh, we ballin' in the car. Can't tell me nothing.
Not a thing.
Man, I know my car. She tired of me yelling in her. I know that
for real. Oh, for real. I'd be screaming. Like, thinking that people can hear you outside of your car.
Right.
But it doesn't matter. It's a safe space. And right. I'd be screaming. Nah, yeah. Definitely cars, safe space. There's just so many places that you can find. Like, even if it's like your closet, because sometimes I would sit in my closet too when I didn't feel like I had a lot of space to myself. I would just chill in the closet.
It'd be like that.
It do. It really do. But all that to say that, you know, there are so many different ways to deal with burnout. There's so many different ways that it presents itself in people's lives. And, you know, maybe Instagram is sending you signs like they were me.
Right.
Or, you know, maybe you're just not feeling it. Or
maybe you've had a headache for 3 weeks. You're listen.
Right. Maybe you realize that you just don't care about your friends' problems and right. you're like, this is out of character.
Right.
Maybe you're just having an out of character time. And that's it happens to all of us, really. And you shouldn't feel bad about it. But I encourage everyone to like find the things that do make them feel better or get out of that rut. And honestly, my open a window advice, it works every time. Open that window, or if you have a screen door, open that door.
Right.
It works every time, I promise you. That fresh air, even if it's cold outside, which is March, so some places might still be cold. That fresh air is unmatched. But yeah, anyways, to finish out, I guess. I didn't talk about Lizzo yet. Okay. One of the things that I do for self-care is listen to Truth Hurts by Lizzo. That song gets me going. Juice and Truth Hurts. Honestly, that entire album, I will just put it on shuffle because, okay, first, if you haven't listened to it, you need to listen to it front to back, not on shuffle, just straight through. Mm-hmm. But I've listened to it so many times. I put that jammy on shuffle. And said, now I'm my own soulmate. I know how to love me. Okay? Truth Hurts needed something more exciting. Bum, 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 bay. Hey!
She said, I'm going to hit you back in a minute.
That is self-care in a minute. She said, I'm going to do it. I know I'm going to do it, but I'm going to take some time. Okay. Right. Minnesota Vikings.
That's the best part of the song.
And I also in Juice when she says the juice ain't worth the squeeze if the juice don't look like this. I'm like,
amen. Yes,
baby. Yes. Yes. I love her. Oh, man. She makes me so happy. Everything about her. But there goes my Lizzo mention. Thank you for sticking around for it.
But yes, I just off the whole idea of like burnout, like just know like you're not alone in it. There's always someone to talk to, whether there is a friend or there is a therapist, or just anyone. You can DM Alyssa and I. We'll listen. We really will.
obviously.
And the thing is, it's okay that we're all experiences. Again, we're a year out of the pandemic. None of us have seen something like this before. And if you were just feeling like exhausted, we're all there with you. I do, unlike, you know, normal burnout, I do see a light at the end of this tunnel. Everyone go get vaccinated if you can. But it's okay that you're feeling these things, and just know again that you're not alone. But I think we will wrap up with that.
Yeah. So everyone have a great week. Daylight savings time is back, baby. We will have sunlight all day.
So like 8 p.m. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Oh my gosh. Enjoy your extra sunlight hours.
Right. Remember, like, don't forget to change your clock. I won't change my clock for like 2 months and always be confused. Don't be a me.
Never change my clock. They fall back. So it'll be right. Like, I don't change my clock at all when we fall back. So when we spring forward, like, it's always just like, I'm looking forward to springing forward. So I don't change my clock. So yeah, I'm going to be back.
I like that. No, my mom, like, she always gets in my car. She's like, are you going to change this? I'm like, are you?
Right. You do it then.
Right. That TikTok trend. It's like, you do it.
Right.
But you guys have a great week. Thanks for listening again, and we will see y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye.